The BC government has established the BC Softwood Lumber Advisory Council to advance the province's interest in ongoing softwood lumber dispute with the U.S. The council, which held its first meeting on January 30th, includes leaders from the forestry sector, labor, and exports on U.S. relations, and will advise the Minister of Forests on strategies to eliminate the 14.4% softwood lumber duties. It will also assist the province in advocating to the federal government. Minister of Forest Ravi Parmar emphasized that the U.S. has imposed unfair duties on Canadian lumber for years and expects them to double by the year end. Parmar will chair the council, which consists of experts from various sectors, including former government minister, forestry executives, and union leaders. The dispute stems from expiry of softwood lumber agreement in 2015, with duties imposed on 2017. Past rulings have favored Canada, reaffirming BC's compliance with international agreements. The town of Smithers has applied for a grant to identify, track, and maintain its natural resource assets while assessing climate change impacts on ecosystem services. This initiative aims to support the town's long-term climate adaptation goals, addressing key issues such as food and water security. Smithers Council has approved a grant application for up to $150,000 from the Disaster Reliance and Innovation Funding administered by the Ministry of Environmental Management and Climate Readiness. Director of Development Services Mark Allen emphasized the growing importance of natural resource management in grant applications, such as the ongoing Riverbank Erosion Protection Project. The town's official community plan highlights the significance of natural assets, including environmentally sensitive areas like Chicken Creek and Kathleen Creek, which feed into the Bulkley River. Staff will engage with the Office of the Wet'suwet'en and submit a full proposal with plans to hire a consultant to complete the project if approved. With Arctic colds upon us, take steps to protect your pipes from freezing. Check your sprinkler or irrigation system, making sure everything is turned off and drained. Eliminate sources of cold air near water lines by fixing drafty windows and doors. Identify areas in your home that are prone to freezing and take action early on. If your pipes do freeze, immediately shut off the water supply, open cabinet doors to let warmer air in, and use a hairdryer or space heater to thaw pipes. Never leave space heaters unattended and avoid using kerosene heaters or open flames. Keep water moving through pipes by allowing a small trickle to run. Once pipes are thawed, turn the water back on slowly and inspect for cracks. For long-term protection, wrap pipes with insulation. Taking these precautions now can save you from costly repairs and disruptions to your water supply. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer. Conservative leader John Rustad is urging a complete restructuring of BC's economy following the U.S. decision to pause tariffs on Canada goods. While welcoming the delay, Rustad criticized both Ottawa's approach to the trade dispute and BC Premier David Eby's handling of the situation, suggesting that earlier action could have prevented the current crisis. Rustad opposed retaliatory tariffs, stating they would escalate tensions with the U.S. and damage the province's economy. He emphasized the need for Canada to address issues like fentanyl trafficking, which the U.S. cited as justification for the tariffs. Rustad also called for a shift towards Canada-wide free trade agreement to eliminate interprovincial trade barriers, particularly those restricting energy exports. The dispute, which centers on tariffs imposed by the U.S. on Canadian goods, highlights broader concerns about Canada's economic relationship with its southern neighbor. Rustad stressed the importance of diversifying trade and reevaluating the country's economic vulnerabilities. Trigon Pacific Terminals is urging the federal government to remove Prince Rupert Port Authority's monopoly on LPG exports, calling it a crucial step to protect Canada's economy from U.S. trade tariffs. The company is ready to launch a $750 million project to export 2.5 million metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas annually to Asia-Pacific markets, free from U.S. tariffs. With Canada sending over 140,000 1,000 barrels of LPG to the U.S. daily. Trigon says market diversification is urgent. The company has worked with indigenous nations and is prepared to move quickly, with construction projected to take 24 months. Trigon argues that opening competition in Prince Rupert will allow Canadian businesses to reduce dependence on U.S. markets and avoid economic risk tied to trade disputes. The company is calling on Ottawa to act now, saying the decision will strengthen Canadians' economy and ensure long-term stability for its energy exports. Unregulated drug deaths continue to rise in Terrace, Kitimat, and Prince Rupert, with new data showing troubling trends from 2023 to 2024. Terrace remains one of the hardest hit areas, with its death rate increasing from 93.8 to 109 per 100,000 people. Prince Rupert also saw a jump, rising from 35.1 to 41.6. Kitimat, after reaching 90.9 in 2023, now sits at 48.5, though the crisis persists. Fentanyl remains the leading cause, detecting in over 80% of cases. Benzodiazepines are increasingly involved, now linked to more than half of deaths. Methamphetamine and cocaine continue to be major contributors. Health officials warn that toxic drug supply is worsening the crisis, calling for more harm reduction services and stronger community support. As death rises, experts stress the urgent need for expanded resources to curb the growing impact in Northwest BC. The Prince Rupert District Chamber of Commerce is raising concerns over new U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods, warning they will hurt local businesses and industries in northern BC. These tariffs threaten exports and manufacturers reliant on cross-border trade, driving up costs and disrupting supply chains. The Chamber stresses that the small and medium-sized businesses are especially vulnerable, placing potential layoffs and reduced profitability. The Northern BC plays a key role in Canada's trade network, and these tariffs weaken its ability to compete globally. The Chamber is calling on provincial and federal governments to push for negotiations with the U.S. to reduce tariffs and protect local jobs. Businesses are encouraged to explore new markets and diversify their customer base. Consumers can help by supporting local and Canadian-made products. By working together, businesses, government, and consumers can strengthen the regional economy and navigate these challenges. BC Premier David Eby is fast-tracking 18 major resource projects as part of a strategy to reduce the province's economic reliance on the U.S. These projects, valued at $20 billion and expected to create 8,000 jobs, span various sectors, including mining, energy, and renewables. Among the most notable projects is the revival of the SK Creek gold-silver mine near Stewart, as well as the expansion of the Red Chris gold and copper mine in the same region. Another key project is the Mount Million gold and copper mine near Fort St. James, which will expand the province's mining footprint. In the energy sector, BC is advancing the Cedar LNG natural gas export facility in Kitimat, aimed at strengthening the province's role in global energy markets. A new BC Hydro transmission line will also be constructed to supply power to Northwest BC, enhancing the region's energy infrastructure. Additionally, the province is pushing forward with several wind power projects across BC with a focus on First Nations ownership. These efforts are part of BC's broader plan to prepare for potential U.S. tariffs and expand its trade relationship with markets beyond the U.S., including China and Japan. An Arctic outflow warning is in effect for the north and central coasts, including inland areas like Terrace, through Thursday. Strong outflow winds combined with cold temperatures are expected to result in wind chills near minus 20, especially during overnight and early morning hours. There is a significant risk of frostbite and hypothermia if precautions aren't taken. People are advised to limit outdoor activities and provide shelter for pets and outdoor animals. In addition, an air quality advisory remains in effect for Houston in the Lakes District due to high levels of fine particulate matter. This affects individuals with respiratory conditions, heart disease, diabetes, and those with other chronic health issues. Residents are urged to avoid strenuous exercises outdoors and stay inside when possible. Symptoms like eye irritation, shortness of breath, and chest discomfort should be discussed with a healthcare provider. The Terrace RCMP are investigating two missing person cases. 31-year-old Melinda Hopkins, an Indigenous woman, was last seen on January 31st. She stands 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighing 119 pounds, and has brown eyes and black hair. Authorities are urging anyone with information on her whereabouts to contact the Terrace RCMP at 250-638-7400. In another case, 74-year-old Lillian Guy was last heard from January 29th. She's a Caucasian woman, 5 feet 4 inches and 130 pounds, with green eyes and brown hair. The Terrace RCMP are asking for public assistance in locating both of these women. Pictures of both Melinda and Lillian are available on our website at cfnrfm.ca. Lac-Qualam's mayor and council are addressing a legal claim filed by the Gitxaala Nation in the BC Supreme Court. Gitxaala is asserting Aboriginal rights and title over Prince Rupert Harbour and Port Area, naming Canada, BC, and the Prince Rupert Port Authority in their case. Lac-Qualam, along with its allied tribes, maintains that the Prince Rupert area is part of their traditional territory, a boundary historically recognized by all Tsimshian tribes, including Gitxaala, through the Tsimshian Tribal Council. The mayor and council are expressing serious concerns over Gitxaala's claim and have stated they will take strong action to defend their territorial rights. The situation highlights ongoing tension over Indigenous land rights in the region, with Lac-Qualam vowing to protect their established claims in the area.